was excited to tune into the e-break because I was sure, as I stated on the air earlier this week, that Bob was going to be the clear winner. Well, he didn't even make it to the finals. He wasn't even in the final three.
Right.
It was New Moron Dog because, of course, I learned in college, Radio 101, they have a class. And on one of the first days, they kind of teach you, if you're ever starting a new show, have a dog shoot the wheels off it. It will then endear you to the public and will maybe make some of your cohorts at the station replay that audio, and then it'll be fun to listen to for the next 20 years or so. So we did that with Bob, with the old Bob and Dan show.
Two Live Stews, another show that...
And then we've done that this week here. We had a, you know, I talked to the dog before you got here, said, hey, make sure you steal his pizza. It's going to be fun. We're going to get replayed on the Musers. That happened. So we did that. What were the e-break candidates this morning? It was the dog.
Gordon.
Gordon.
Calling John
a bit of a
Tesh,
stop down.
Frankenstein, but it was after John Tesh was off the air.
And then Ty Walker. Ty Walker won. And it was very funny. Don't know if it was a real huge stop down, but it was very funny audio. So we were thinking, man, there must have been a ton of great candidates because we have some candidates on our own. And we wanted to play those for you. And maybe, if we can, we'll take calls and votes on these.
Yes.
Like right here.
This
at 888-787-1310.
This is the E-Break NIT.
So the NIT E-Break. So they had the real championship early this morning. We're going to do the we'll crown the other champion, the smaller tournament. But we have a few that we think were pretty good this week around the whole station. Couple were actually on our show. Let's start with Blake. Had a stop down earlier this week. So
Blake
your first
Jones,
candidate,
or is it?
Damn it.
I got it right here.
Oh, okay. I have a great setup, and then I didn't plug in my audio.
I'll just go ahead and do it. Yeah, so I think that
Blake is our first candidate.
Blake is our first candidate, and keep in mind, we're not all in the same room. Am I not? I can't do it either.
I got it.
Is this going to be an e-break in an e-break?
No, I got it. Let me do it. I'm rushing to do it.
E-break in the NIT e-break, even.
Well, that would make sense. The quality of play is a little lower.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Basketball courts?
Well, not just basketball courts, but yeah, the whatever.
You want to...
Outside, they're just taking down the rims because they can't...
People just don't get it.
It's really weird how people...
Yeah.
Well, they said no rimming, right?
Hmm.
Would you like to explain yourself?
Well, you just did a story in the 130 News last week that said no rimming in New York City.
All right.
I'm just following up.
Okay.
Is this Friday follow-up?
I'm going to try to save this, and I don't think it's going to work, but here's why. I need a drop of Twink Blake saying, I just wanted to follow up.
Fake Blake and fake Mark Cuban sound very similar.
I just wanted to follow up.
Someone emailed and said they thought every time Blake talks, he's doing a character.
That seems like a compliment.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, too bad!
Oh my gosh, do we have time to play this one? This one is a minute 48.
I don't think you have to play the whole thing. Just start it at the start.
Okay, this is Bob... This is the one we thought was going to be a big contender. Bob, on the hard line earlier this week, was not listening at all.
Joe Exotic is in Fort Worth. And specifically, he is in Fort Worth at the Federal Medical Center. To which I said to my buddy, is he sick? And he responded, this is where they house inmates with mental or medical issues of all security levels. Joe just filed a $94 million lawsuit over his prosecution.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on physically with old Joe. And you know what? As kind of bad as a guy he is, he's still kind of the lovable loser. You know, you almost feel bad for him.
He's the guy that can't get out of his own way, and he's delusional and
bought into his own hype.
Well intended, but it went wrong somewhere.
Right.
And hey, you know what? If the ticket is able to accept collect calls, we might be able to get him on.
Yeah. I don't know if we're at that point right now. Maybe we can reroute it.
Didn't he just like file a $94 million lawsuit or something like that from prison? I'm pretty sure he's been...
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Joe Exotic has been busy filing paperwork.
What's the lawsuit about?
Let's see. Let me see if I can find it here real fast.
He's being a jerk. We just mentioned that, and you just repeated it.
If Corby would have played along, I wonder how long... I guess it would have gone forever, because he didn't know.
Danny reveling in the fact that he has the axe in his hand right there.
Leaned hard into it. And then, so that's...
You don't have the visual cue of people will shoot you the look of, really?
That's entry number two in our NIT e-break. We didn't want to play it the other day because we couldn't choose them for our tournament if they were going to be chosen for the big dance, but they were not. So that's why we get to play that today. So that's entry number two. We're going to vote in 40 seconds or so after we play this one from Julie. Stop things down a little bit earlier this week on the NIT break.
Remember how fun Zook was for like 2
Zuccarello?
Weeks?
Zuccarello?
When we were there.
Zuccarelli?
We were there.
He was Zuccarello. A little spitfire, a little blast of energy.
Bad Radio was there to watch him dominate for 10 minutes. We're like, man, this guy kicks ass. And he's just out for, I don't know, the next month. That was fun.
That was sad.
That was forever ago, bro. Ugh.
Remember when we had sports?
Isn't
so
it?
Mark that.
There's some new
drops
early today.
New drops. The Zin Bin one might have worked there. I know. We got some new Conrad drops. We can go over those if you want.
Ugh. Remember when we had sports?
That will become... A new segment, and intro right there. Just maybe even our Mavericks segment. Remember when we had sports?
Ugh. Remember when we had sports? It's that laugh afterwards. Yeah. What was that?
It sounds like a martini.
That is absolutely it really the title does. Of a new segment.
I'm sorry, that was terrible. Remember when we had sports?
I can't handle that.
So naughty, that little laugh, too.
Jeez, if that is me completely sober, what happens when I drink?
So, want to take a few calls? 888-787-1310? Can let's we, Blake, it. Or no?
Yeah, we got a couple.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the NIT e-break. Who do you vote for?
What up?
Hey, how's it going? This does not sound like fake Coco. Would you like to vote?
Yeah, when is Norm going to die?
Okay, that is not a vote, and the answer is absolutely never. Indestructible. Yeah. Yeah. Hi, you are on the extra e-break here on the ticket. What's your vote? How are we doing with the phones there, Blake?
They were good.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize again.
That's all
this
that matters.
Is on us.
Yeah, we didn't used to have Corona.
Sorry.
We were good.
Well, let's pop to another one. Good afternoon. You're on the extra e-break. Who do you vote for?
They were all good, but you got to go with Julie.
Julie versus Bob versus Blake. Julie with a vote. Hi, you are on the extra e-break. Who do you vote for?
I'm going to vote for Rimming.
Please vote responsibly. Thank you. 1-1 right now. Hi, you're on the extra e-break. Who do you vote for? Good afternoon. Go ahead.
I need to make this make it or take it.
Like next shot wins?
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Sorry.
We were good.
Let's pop to another one. Good afternoon. You're on the extra.
See, you don't... You haven't filled in on Friday mornings enough. You thought this was a good idea.
Good afternoon. I'm plowing ahead. You're on the e-break. Go ahead. Who do you vote for? You got Blake, Bob, or Julie?
I've got Bob on this one.
Okay. Now, it's the first 1-2. Everybody has one vote. This could decide the whole thing. Good afternoon. You are on the extra e-break. I'm going to vote. I'm hoping it's Cassidy. Cassidy, go ahead.
Hello. It's nice to not have get off my lawn, George yelling at us. I'm going to do Sweet Julie.
And the winner.
Oh, there it is.
The winner of the NIT e-break is Julie Dobbs.
Remember how fun Zook was for like 2 weeks?
Zuccarello.
When we were
Zuccarelli?
There. We were there.
He was Zuccarello. A little spitfire, a little and blast of energy.
Bad Radio was there to watch him dominate for 10 minutes. We're like, man, this guy kicks ass. And he's just out for, I don't know, the next month. That was fun.
That was sad.
That was forever ago, bro. Ugh.
Remember when we had sports?
And Julie is still 100 and some so behind Norman, I Will Never Die, Hitchkiss. That is today's NIT e-break.
And don't you tell yourself when your team wins the NIT that it's a springboard into the big dance next year?
Yeah, next week, Julie, you might have a really good chance. So keep...
We can only hope. We
keep
can
broadcasting
only hope.
From home with a shaky connection. And
the awkwardness will continue, I'm
we
sure.
We will be great.